Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Sequoria. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I just left unemployment with McElroy Truck Lines, and I was just trying to see, could I get my unemployment started?
You say you just left the unemployment office?
No, I just left the company because they reduced my work hours.
Oh, okay. So you're trying to do, what's it called? Partial unemployment?
Yes, ma'am.
One second. Can I get your social?
It's 420-45-3480.
And is this your first time filing?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm just waiting on this to come up. All right, can I get your first name?
It's spelled Shandrick. It's Shandrick.
Shandrick.
Yes, ma'am.
Your last name?
It's Anthony. Anthony.
Okay, your date of birth?
It's 4/13/96.
All right, you are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed at school?
12.
Your mother's maiden name?
C-S-E-A-Y.
You said S-E?
A-Y.
So S-E-A-Y, okay. Your driver license state and number?
It's Alabama, 865-3656.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right, is this for a traditional bank?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you have your routing account number with you?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to let me know when you're ready to give it to me.
Okay, the routing number is 262-277-189.
262-277-189?
Uh-huh.
All right, and what's that account number?
It's 70,000.
You said 7,000 or 70,000?
70.
So it'd be five zeros?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
5 zeros and then 85889.
85889.
Uh-huh.
So 7-5-0-8-5-8-8-9.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. What's a good mailing address for you?
It's 10-808 Melrose Lane, M-E-L-R-O-S-E Lane, Cottondale, Alabama, 35453.
You said Cottondale, Alabama. All right, so 10808 Melrose Lane, Cottondale, Alabama, 35453. Is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And did your address change in the last year?
No, ma'am.
All right, and what's a good telephone number for you?
205-826-0380.
Okay. It's necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer random generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 3021 Saps Road, 4038 Bethel Road, 410 Minnie B. Turnbull Drive, 810 Irving Place, or you've never been associated with those addresses?
3021 Saps Road.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Parkside Cafe, Uptown Homes, V-Mix Concrete, Yanker, or none of the above?
None of those.
Which of the following street addresses in Northport have you ever lived at or been associated with? 11325 Spruce Avenue, 2608 Fifth Street, 4147 Vintage Lane, 9450 Jones Road, or none of the above?
4147 Vintage Lane.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what was your last day work?
Yesterday. Yesterday was the 26th, I believe.
27th.
Not 27th, I'm sorry.
Because I was thinking that too, I had to think for a second. Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work and available for all shifts in your normal occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for or received work compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
What's the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
20.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the job title that describes your skill or job history?
I got CDL driver's license, so I drive flatbed truck, over the road truck driver.
Okay. So do you do like you transport products, livestock, or material to specify the destinations?
That's it, yeah. Material. I don't haul no livestock.
Okay. And are you seeking work in that current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the name of this, your separating employer?
Something I work for now. McElroy Truck Line.
Okay. 7/27/22. What's your employment start date?
When I started working for them, it was January 23rd this year.
You said this year? All right, you have that employer's telephone number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 205 800. It's 800. 992-7863.
800-992-7863. And what city and state was this work performed in?
The terminal is in Cuba, Alabama.
You said Cuba?
CUBA.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any vacation, sick, or holiday pay anytime after your last day of work?
No, ma'am.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
That again for me.
All right. So it's pretty much just asking, like, do you want your taxes taken out now or later?
Now.
All right, and I got a four-digit PIN. You can let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
It'll be 8096. All right, so I have some important telephone numbers and addresses to give you. So, one second. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting the unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just filed also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. You must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama, spelled out, works dot Alabama, spelled out, dot gov every 90 days to keep that online resume updated. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work actively and seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Failure to make a certification each week can result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via internet, that address is www.labor.gov. Spelled out. Dot gov, and you can also check the status and your claimant portal with that four-digit PIN that I gave you on that website as well. And if you choose to file on the telephone, it's 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification on Sunday the 31st by telephone or internet. An information booklet will be mailed to you. The booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read that information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions, listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you don't receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. All right, Mr. Anthony, we completed your claim. You have any questions?
No, ma'am. So what's my next step? I just need to get online and go to these websites.
Every 90 days, that first website I gave you, alabamaworks.alabama.gov, every 90 days you'll just make sure your resume is updated. And then the second website, labor.alabamaspelledout.gov, if you want to do your weekly certification online, you can use that website. And if you want to check like your portal, the status, what you're eligible for, when you're approved and all that stuff, any updates, you can do that with that 4-digit PIN on. That's your verification PIN as well on that website. All right, so any more questions?
Any of these numbers you gave me, can I call or enter this PIN and get that same information without going online?
You won't have to use the PIN if you call, I think, the inquiry line, that 361 number.
Okay.
I don't think you'll have to use it for that, but I know if you're doing it online, you'll need that so they can verify as you, because to make sure it's not a fraud, person committing fraud or something like that.
Okay, then. All right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a nice day today, okay?
All right, you too. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.